Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to another season show of Can of Views. And as always, I am your host, Glenn Keelan. Tonight we start season 5, episode 1. And I want to kick off and say that, you know, I am the co-founder and chapter coordinator of the Creative Care Beacon, and we are the Ohio chapter of the Human Solution International, where no one should go to jail for a plant. At the Human Solution International, what that is we are a 501c3 organization, and we fight for exactly that, human rights. So if you or a loved one are going through a human rights violation, I encourage you, no, I will you, to reach out to us. And the way you can do that is over at thsintl.org and reach out, because honestly, we don't know if you're going through something unless you do reach out to us. So please do so. Peggy and I were going through our own case, and that's how we got involved with the Human Solution International is, we were defendants ourselves and going through something, and the Human Solution International was there for us, and I was grateful for it. And now we are part of something bigger than us. I'm sorry about that, Dana. I will get you a way for you to get on StreamCloud if you can. I will send that to you, and a way for you to be able to join me on StreamCloud soon. So anyway, so if you or a loved one are going through a case, then please definitely reach out to us and let us know that you need help, because that's a way for us to be able to help you. It is in order for us to find you, is through that way. So, thsintl.org. Something I want to also throw out there is, if you are in the Ohio area, please definitely go down to, or go up to Bel Air, Ohio, and you can go to 3048 Belmont Street in Bel Air, Ohio, and you can visit the Cloud, the Holistic Cloud, for all of your holistic needs. A great shop, and has everything that you need there. I encourage you to go and definitely see them. And if you can't go and see them, if you're in Ohio, definitely go and visit them online at theholisticcloud.com. Definitely see them. They're out at the Ledges this year, but right now, having a nice cloud party. That's Nelson Ledges here in Ohio. They're having a nice little get-together there for the cloud party. So definitely check out theholisticcloud.com for all your holistic needs. Tonight on the show, I have a guy that's from Massachusetts that's going to be joining me from the River Run Gardens, who is a managing partner. Really interested in talking with him because he is a craft cultivator. And I do know a little bit about craft cultivation. But I want to talk with him and have him, you know, explain, you know, their side and how they take care of their patients there, and what they do and what that entails with them and for them. Because I know that, you know, being a managing partner, you know, has a lot to do with the care that you give to the plants that you, you know. So let's see. I'm hoping that he's going to be able to join us here shortly, and be able to jump on. So I'm looking forward to talking with him. Brian Soderston with Roll Another One is going to be joining us I was lucky enough to, and I don't have it within hand's reach, and I wish I would have said it here because I would like to have showed you. Maybe when I have my guest on and he's explaining the process, I can just step over and grab it really quick. So when Brian's on, I have it. But no, I'd like to really, you know, talk to him about, you know, why he formed it and cannabis and his thoughts and why he advocates for it. And that would be a start for it. So looking forward to both of my guests this evening as we get started here. So, no, excuse me, my throat's kind of dry. So yeah, just waiting for one of them to pop on and we'll get talking with them. And something I do want to cover is, you know, I've seen a lot of this week, a lot of back and forth. And I do know that, you know, New York was the latest one, to legalize, some sort of cannabis use, that, you know, joined the other 15 states as legalizing for recreational use, making it 16 states now, and they did it really well. As a matter of fact, they took care of a lot of people that, you know, retroactively, that took care of expunging records, releasing people with low-level offenses for cannabis. So I think that, you know, a lot of states need to take a look at that and look at how they did that. And something else, you know, it's caught my eye that I've been watching, you know, seeing him a little bit of, and I jotted, you know, some of it down. Man, I cover a lot of it. and it's the really, you know, in the importance of public awareness. You know, Carrie Cannon, man, is working her tail off on advocating for people that she's never met, you know, and it's a hard thing getting people, you know, just simply, you know, to take a picture, right? Just a simple message on a cardboard or on a construction piece of paper or even on your hand, you know, and it's simple. I've made several of them and I keep flashing them all the time, you know, really simple. Free Lance Gore, really, really simple. Free Lance Gore. Take a snapshot of that, tag Carrie Cannon on Facebook, and for you guys listening on the radio or on podcast, you know, if you would, you know, have a Facebook, hop over on Facebook, take a picture of that, Free Lance Gore, you know, post it and tag Carrie Cannon, bring it to her attention, an activist, and or his mother, Tracy Gore Pike, and post it. Another one, drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom. Tag Carrie Cannon. Tag Adele or Aaron Wisdom. They're really easy. Listen, I cannot stress enough how important it is for public awareness. Listen, when Peggy and I were going through our case and we were sitting at that table, and the judge was up there talking, and he flat out mentioned Carrie Cannon and the outpour that she had done of pictures and the letter writing campaign that the Human Solution undertook and that she had undertook about getting so many letters at the events that she went to and so many pictures, people taking pictures for us, and that sent then a collage of things that her name was specifically mentioned and the collage of pictures and letters. The judge said that he had looked at and read every letter and looked at every picture that Carrie Cannon had sent. Now, this sitting judge had said that in our case. Now, of course, this was a sentencing when it was all said and done. This is what he said. And this, you know, and he said that, you know, he's seen it all and he read them. He read every letter that she sent in. And that was amazing. That was, and that was, that's part of public support. So I'm asking, you know, listen, simple, drop all charges against Adele and Aaron, post that, get it out there. Freelance Glore, post that, get that out there. It's not hard. Piece of cardboard, really simple. Post that for his mom, 10 years in a federal prison from a legal state for legal cannabis. How is that? You know, we got people all across the state, man, serving so much time for cannabis. In this day and age, it should be released. It's not right. We need to take this a step forward. Find a prisoner, write them the, you know, receiving, you know, letters during mail call for somebody that's serving time, especially from somebody that they don't know, lifts their spirit so much, man, that's an amazing thing for them to get. So find a plant prisoner this week sometime and write them. We post their addresses all the time. So go through and find somebody to write to. It's not really hard, and it's a decent thing to do, and they really appreciate that. So tonight we're going to be joined by our first guest here. I believe Ed's going to be joining us, and man, he's really crunched on time, and I know that, you know, being a part owner in a grow operation and being a cultivator is, and I greatly appreciate him taking so much time out of his schedule to join us. Ed, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate that. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, first of all, I'll always make a time for the warriors who you know, are fighting for this plant, because the battle's not over. I mean, we may be legal in, what, 27, 28 states, but until we're legal all over the world for what Ja has given us, the fight goes on.
Right on, bro. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Until, you know, we can all grow our own, you know, not wanting to take nothing from you, because you're an amazing cultivator. I've taken looking at your site, man, and I would, you know, I would love to come and do a live interview at your shop and at your facility sometime and take a tour of your place. That would be a great thing to do, I think. And that's sometime down, you know, down the road. I would love to do that and have a sit down with you, and I think that would be kind of cool. But tell us about craft cultivation and what that entails, and from your perspective as an owner and doing it, for you, how is that?
All right, well, first of all, let me thank you for the kind words. Anytime you're up around my neck of the woods, I'm going to roll the red carpet out for you and give you a tour that you hope to see will take shape all across the country. Craft cannabis, it's not your McWeed. It's the stuff that you've been waiting for. It's not the stuff that people go ahead and they throw out your tier 3, your tier 4 buds and say, hey, come pay $65 for a couple of grams. McWeed, there's plenty of that out there. What my company does is we're trying to show the world that you can go ahead and take the dedication to growing a product that's worth a damn. At the end of the day, all my employees, all our team, River Run, we're trained to think like the consumer. If there's a reason why somebody is going to out themselves by standing in line for 20 minutes just to get inside and buy 3.5 grams, you got to make sure it's worth it. You got to work all week long, and you're going to spend your hard-earned money. It could be put towards your bills or something else, but if you're going to alleviate the stresses of the week, we're going to make sure it's worth it. You're not getting a bag of potato chips where you only get 25%. You're going to get something that you're going to be lip-smacking and lasting you the time and worth your money. So craft cannabis by people who care about the plant, not the bottom line. When we go ahead and we work at a plant, if it's not going to make our standard, we're going to cull it. We're not going to sit there and say, yeah, well, somebody's going to buy it. Who cares? We're going to sit there and say, take our plant, take it apart, and tell me where something's wrong. And if you find something, because not every plant's perfect, we're going to correct it. My team, our team, Team River Run, we work 7 days a week at this plant. We don't just sit there and pop the seed in and let it water and grow, dry it, and sell it. We do something that others don't do in this industry. We love it. We listen to it. You talk about phenos, you talk about your strains, you talk about your environment. Listen to the plant. The plant will tell you what she wants. That's
right.
Craft cannabis.
Right. And that's the care and the passion. And, you know, and that, you know, I love hearing that from cultivators, you know, and it's more than, you know, the bottom line. It's about the patient. It's about the person that's going to be consuming your product. You care more about that person that's going to consume it. That's pride, brother. That's absolute pride. When you take pride in your, and if you're not going to, if you wouldn't, you know, if it's not pretty enough for the customer, it's not pretty enough.
Listen, there, like you segued to me, and I'm grateful because you talked about the people that are sitting behind bars for something that's currently feeding my family. I'm not only am I part owner of this company or the motivation that drives the team to do what they do, but I'm an advocate. I've been an advocate since I came out of the closet. I spent 20 years hiding behind the idea that I consume because I'm a patient. I'm a rheumatoid arthritis patient. You know, it's either that or I pump my body full of methotrexate and I can't eat and I can't, you know. So I'm a patient at the end of the day.
Right.
The people serving, they need to be out. They need to be expunged. There is no reason. I mean, you look at countries like, you know, where my family came from, Portugal. They treated everything as a health crisis as opposed to a criminal problem. You look at what Oregon's doing right now. They're treating it as a public assistance problem, a social problem, as opposed to, hey, you know what? You're smoking a joint at a concert? Oh, let's arrest you, or let's let you lose your job, or let's take your kids away from you. I mean, there's a reason why this plant was put on here. Why is it that we can go ahead and we can take other plants from the Amazon and extract stuff and make pharmaceuticals that will get you hooked? You know, not only for the, you know, the pills, but the insurance, and then you have to work a long time in order to afford the pills. And oh wait, you're gonna die 20 years earlier because your liver, you know, is dead from this medication. Cannabis, man. Cannabis.
Absolutely. You know, I River Run Gardens, man. I think Massachusetts has got, you know, a one company, you know, when it comes to, you know, product as far as a team that cares about not only what they put out, but their patients and their people, you know, and I applaud you guys, what you do there and continue to advocate, man. I think, you know, what you guys do is as far as, and listen, you know, everybody listening and watching and hearing me on, you know, podcast, definitely go over and check out the website and check out what they do. And look at River Run Gardens and check out some of their product. And if you're in Massachusetts, definitely, please, definitely make sure that you get some of their product and test it out and become a patient of theirs. Ed, I want to ask, do you do specific genomes for patients, like cancer patients? And do you guys work with different organizations as far as you know, giving back and helping, and is that something that, you know, I know that you guys are, you know, fairly fresh and you guys are going, is that something that you guys plan on doing?
Well, all right, so I got into this because, like I said, I'm a patient. The real reason, I lost my mom back in 2004, she from a cancer, and I always thought, could cannabis have alleviated, it had not cured, but alleviated her last couple of months, right? And my initial intent was in 2012 of seeing if there's any way I could get into the medical side of the business. You can't. The medical, I'm sorry, it takes so much money and the regulations are so hard to get into medical. But my River Run has always been about patients. I don't want to talk about my days prior to River Run, but I've always helped patients. Whether it's making RSO or, you know, giving somebody something that, you know, they would help them. In terms of phenos, the company right now, we understand that this new emerging market is there's a lot of education that needs to be had. So we're training people that it's not about tax. And for those who, I apologize if you know, but you know, total active cannabinoids are how cannabis is marketed to the general public. How many cannabinoids do you know about? And you're just learning about CBD and that family, and the soccer moms are going crazy. You know about THCA, but do you know about Delta 9? Do you know about all these other cannabinoids that Israel has been researching for years that we're just finally finding out about?
Right.
So am I going to give back? This is what I want to do. I want to educate people. I want to let them know that, you know, it's not just about the inebriation. It's not about just the psychoactive effects. It's about getting that full jacket and understanding what a terpene is, what a cannabinoid does. So like when the Riverrun product is marketed to dispensaries, we send out a report of the product and what it will do. Not just, hey, we're hitting 27% TAC. In terms of, you know, growing specifically for patients, that is my dream. Right now, I'm straddled with a small amount of real estate because in Massachusetts, I have a license called a micro business, which allows me to grow at 5,000 square feet. That is the lowest point of entry for a cannabis business in Massachusetts. So, you know, my father, myself, my uncle, we went ahead and we did what we could. And when people talk about Team Riverrun, they say, you have no business being here, but you survived here just what you're doing. So eventually, when more real estate comes in, we are looking at you know, dedicating, you know, whether it's a table, multiple tables, an entire flower room for things that are going to help people. Whether it's for you know, alleviation of chemotherapy, whether it's for you know Alzheimer's, because that runs in my family, and I'm a firm believer, you know, knowing that my father helped my grandmother, as she was passing away from Alzheimer's, alleviate some of the, you know, the symptoms where you forget to breathe, you forget to swallow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can talk forever, man. This is a good job, sometimes you get people talking about cars, you get me talking about something that's going to help humanity.
No, bro. I'm with you on that. You know, I'm all about CBD and CBG and the CBV. You know, things that, you know, going to help the brain, you know, reactivate itself and help grow cells. And I'm all over that, you know, and that's what, you know, I'm looking for somebody that's willing to work with people, that's willing to work with cultivators and work with a few people that's willing to stress and learn and educate, you know, and that's, you know, strand specific and look for certain, you know, because I know that, you know, in a lot of plants, you're only going to get, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot of CBG, and you're not going to get a whole lot of CBV, and you're not going to get a whole lot. And that's, you know, it does take a whole lot of CBG mixed with CBV, with those combinations of certain CBDs and stuff mixed together to help the brain, you know, regrow itself. And that's kind of unheard of. But there is chemical compounds that you can mix together that does come from cannabis that will blow your mind that, you know, Israel has been working on, like you said, for years. And people say that, you know, once the brain is dead, it's dead, but it's not. Israel's been working with chemical strands for a long time that they have been getting brain cells to regrow. And that's just working with chemicals from the cannabis plant. And that's just simple mixtures of CBG, CBV, CBGA, CBDs. And it's just a whole lot of compound mixtures of the cannabis plant mixed together. And, you know, so, yeah, you know, when you talk education with the cannabis plant, man, there's, you know, that's endless. And as long as, you know, the federal government is going to hold the nuts on, you know, and keep squeezing and not going to allow any kind of education and not allow us to do any kind of research, it's going to be stagnant here in the United States. And we're not going to find out any of this. And we're going to have to write, you know, shirt tails on another country that is so far advanced than us in this field. You know, that, you know, it's kind of sad that we should be leading this. We've got Mississippi, you know, we've got Mississippi that for years and years and years have been growing and sending it to them. So we've been growing the weed, the cannabis for them that they have been doing all of this phenomenal, great, you know, research on. So, I mean, we have failed. We're failing our own people, and we continue to do this daily.
We don't have to. In Massachusetts, we have this woman named Dr. Marion McNabb, who is on the cutting edge of, you know, research. And, you know, she, you know, for anybody who hasn't heard of Marion McNabb, she started a company called C3RN that's no longer intact. But it was working with colleges to encourage, you know, others to get into the research. Everybody wants to grow or go retail and stuff, but the research is where it's at.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, it's real simple. It's real easy to grow. I mean, you know, let's say, I mean, it's honestly really easy to grow cannabis. Honestly, it really is. I mean, it's a weed. It's honestly a, you know, a weed. You put it in the ground and it will grow. It may not be all that great growing, but you can grow cannabis. But to grow cannabis properly and to grow good cannabis, it takes research and it takes knowledge to do so. And it does take a lot of research. And we're not going to get to that point as long as, you know, the federal government continues to squeeze us. And we need that freedom to be able to research it. A lot better than what we have been. Ed, let me ask you, in the coming, you know, shortcoming months, what is your, you know, in closing, what is your hopes and dreams real quick? And in closing, what is, your hopes and dreams?
My hopes and dreams?
Yeah, you real quick.
I'm holding the door open long enough for other people to come from the original market up into the point where they can pay their taxes legally. That's my hopes and dreams.
Dude, that's awesome. That's a huge statement. That's a huge statement, Ed, man. I greatly appreciate, buddy, appreciate what you and River Run Gardens does and what you do for Massachusetts. And I definitely look forward to being able to come and visit you there and be able to tour River Run and checking you guys out. Looking forward to seeing you guys and everybody. Please check out the website and your page and definitely check out Ed.
Can I just say one thing, if you don't mind? I'm so sorry.
No, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, I'm so humbled that you invited me on here. I have to go ahead and say that without any of this, I mean, this would have never happened if I didn't convince my father to believe in me, if I didn't convince, you know, Irie Lyon to, you know, stop one of the biggest original market operations to come work with us. To Will, who is a graduate from a college, the Stockbridge College of Amherst, on his horticultural to come work with us. I say this, you want to shine, give me a call, because we're going to be known as the Island of Misfit Toys. You have something to bring to this market, whether it's produce a good plant or help people or, you know, my father, Bill, Irie, my daughter, my entire team, our team, Massachusetts team, cannabis team, we thank you.
Yes, sir, Ed. We greatly appreciate you guys, too, and what you guys do and stand for. You guys keep cultivating and keep up the good work, and we hope to catch up with you later in the season.
Right on, man.
Awesome deal. Thank you. Guys, that's Ed DeSosa. You guys check him out over there. You know, great guy and great company. And, you know, I'm absolutely thrilled that his dad believed in him and thought better to, you know, just give me 2 seconds. I'm going to step away for a second. I've got to grab this. And I know that you guys can still hear me, so I'm not going to be that far away for very long. I didn't want to drop it.
But I had to grab this because of my next guest.
And I was awesome. Thankful. I thought it was awesome as crap. So I'm just going to go ahead and bring him on and get him up here. Hey, Brian Soderson, thank you for joining us, and welcome.
Thanks, Brian. How you doing today?
I'm doing really good, really good. Thank you for, again, thank you for joining us, and thank you for starting the Roll Another One group. I think that's pretty awesome of you. But why I've got you on here, before we start in with that, and I know that you're, you know, a cannabis activist and you know, you push for, you know, decriminalization here in Ohio and you post a lot about it. For you, why choose cannabis?
Well, in the early 70s when I first started smoking it, and then it was just, you know, a school thing, you know, and just a social thing. In the late 70s, I actually became a member of Normal, and was kind of, you know, be an activist then a little bit. You know, I was in my late teens and early 20s into the 80s, but I got busy with family. I got wife and, you know, and kids and stuff, and I got away from that for a while. But recently, I'm on SSI now, and I have a lot of time, so I decided, you know, I'm 61. I wanted to devote the rest of my time to making it legal for everybody. I started the Roll Another One group because I was in a lot of grow groups and seed trading groups online, and I see a lot of people talking about their old days, and I started thinking, you know, a lot of the younger people today don't know what it was like. The risks that we had to take, and, you know, when I started growing initially and stuff, and the risks we took. But they also don't know how we looked out for each other. You know, if we had something, we shared it, whether it was weed or seeds or whatever. Although seeds were easy to come by back then. They were free. Just sort them out of a bag.
Yeah, they were a little bit easier to come by then.
Yeah, it just, I mean, I still remember, like, in the group, I have a ton of albums in there with a lot of information about activism and stuff. And I'm hoping to get people activate, you know, becoming active, because the war on drugs isn't over until we're all free to choose.
Right.
And I believe in a couple of statements I read, they weren't mine, that all use is medical use when it comes to cancer. I know a lot of people that have died because of opiate addiction and overdose. And cannabis is one of the bigger reasons or bigger things that can fight that. It's been proven. I know a lot of veterans that don't have access to medical marijuana because the VA can't recommend it and they can't afford to go to a private doctor here in Ohio for their medical. And that's not just here, it's nationwide. So I actually started a giveaway for veterans only for seeds, you know, in my group. And I'm aligned with a couple other groups, a couple of breeder groups that we offer free seeds for veterans.
All right.
You know, and I think that's important. It's been proven to be one of the biggest things for post-traumatic stress disorder, for pain, for whatever. It all depends on the strain.
Right. I think that what you do as far as, you know, with the groups that you're involved with and the activism that you do and for all the decriminalization that you push for in Ohio is absolutely amazing. And I think that, you know, what you do is great. I do want to show off that, you know, I did get my 10 set and I did get the grinder and the dude too, that I'm absolutely honored. And I think that, man, it's an amazing, amazing set, you know, to be able to have all three pieces, you know, is pretty cool.
That's for the group. You brought a lot of people to the group.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue to bring more people to the group, you know, and continue to do what I can for the groups and everything. You know, I think that you're right, you know, because a lot of the younger people that are getting involved with cannabis, and I know that, you know, even Ed said the same thing, that, you know, a lot of the people getting involved now, it's just for a lot of the big bang, you know, it's just a lot of, you know, how high can they get, how, you know, ripped, and it's not about that. It's about strands, and it's about, you know, bringing back, and about the, you know, camaraderie, and about the brotherhood, and you know, sisterhood, and you know, sharing, and receiving, and giving, and gifting, and that's what it should be about, you know, and it shouldn't, nobody should have to worry about being faced with having to go to jail, or faced with jail time because of sharing with one another, or helping one another out, you know, and that's what it is. You know, just helping one another out, and we shouldn't be afraid of sitting in jail because of that.
No, we used to have to worry about a lot more than we have to worry about now. We've come a long way with, you know, Ohio decriminalized in 75, but there's still, you can get that put on your record for a misdemeanor charge, and it can affect jobs in the future for all these younger people. But what I try to do, the more people I talk to, the longer I live in my local community, these younger people aren't even aware of the organizations that are, you know, the activist organizations, the advocate organizations, to legalize. So they've never been asked to get involved. And it's important. I made a post last night about people that have been involved in the past and they got tired of the legislators not, you know, doing what we want them to do. So they quit working. And I actually, with the next part of this post, pissed a few people off, but I was directing it towards the people that live in places and states where they have legal medical and adult use, and then they quit working for legalization because they have theirs.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off. It's not over until we're all free to do what we want. You know, the war has been going on for a long time now, and we're getting closer. Still a lot of work to be done.
Right. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, there is, you know, there seems, you know, and you're absolutely right, there seems to be a lot of people, you know, as soon as they, you know, legalize, they become complicit with the fact that, you know, oh, great, you know, I've got access now, so I'm cool, I'm okay. But, you know, I mean, just because you have access doesn't mean that your neighbor does, and doesn't mean that, you know, they let the guy out of prison that, you know, only got caught with a dime bag.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's still not fair. I mean, our program, the Ohio State program, absolutely sucks. It is a shit program. I mean, there's really no nice way to say it. There's honestly, I'm a patient of our program because I have to be.
I can't be a patient because I can't afford it, even though I have a couple qualifying conditions. I just can't afford it with the money I bring in. It's just not available to me.
Right.
And without home grow, you know, I'm lost.
All right. Well, we can hope and push for this, you know, House Bill 210 and hope, you know, this time that the Ohio, you know, people's got their heads out of their ass, you know, because, you know, let's face it, we've had a couple of nice bills that would not have put in Ogallagary. You know, we would have been nice with you know, couple of bills that, you know, we would have been able to pass for, you know, initiatives for us, you know, but we failed. We dropped the ball. So we can hope that House Bill 210, you know, we can get enough signatures for it to pass that we can get people to vote on it.
I've been posting a few links online. One is for change.org to sign a petition for, that goes to our legislators about House Bill 210. There's a petition on there. And also, the Normal National website has been really helpful to us. We you can go on there, and all you have to do is put in your name and address. It has form letters that will go directly to your specific representatives in both the federal and the state houses. You can let them know. If we don't let them know what we want, you know, we have no right to complain if they don't do what we want.
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, and we have to stay on our representatives, and that's the only way that we get anything done. And if they don't do anything, we vote for somebody that's going to do what we want them to do, and we continue to vote for somebody that's going to eventually do what we want them to do. And that's the.
I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, and you got to be tired of it eventually. You know. Waiting for somebody to do what you want. We got to let them know that they're going to get voted out if they don't do what we want. The
right.
majority of the people in the country want legalized cannabis. And certain people, congressmen and state legislatures and everybody else, even when we vote something in, they're going ahead and finding legalized ways to either limit what we wanted, what we voted in, or to remove it. And, you know, or keep it off the ballot for to begin with. And, you know, that's the way they're starting to fight us now because they know that the majority of people in the country want it.
Right. Well, I'm going to, you know, as soon as I can, I'm gonna give it a shot for District 84 again and see how I can turn out and see what I can do. But, yeah, I'm gonna give a shot for seat 84 Yeah, the best I can do is I lose. I mean, but I'm going to give it a shot, make a voice heard, you know, make, you know, get something stirred, you know, maybe get somebody's, you know, recognition somewhere, get somebody looking somewhere and thinking. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my name out there again. I'm going to run for office again. I'm going to do something. I'm going to step up and I'm going to keep hammering at, you know, different offices until, you know, something's done.
Right. So my local representative in the House is new to us because of, you know, redistricting and all that stuff and changes. And I usually get a response from my representative. At least that they got my emails.
All right.
And they'll get back to me later. But she hasn't responded to me yet. I have sent her a few. And she's actually on the Criminal Justice Committee looking at HB 210 right now, and I don't know. We just need to let them know that that's what we want.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, in closing, Brian, what do you have for us for in closing? The floor is yours. Last few moments.
I want people to get involved if they're not involved, and if they are involved, help other people to get involved because. A lot of people have never heard about normal, never heard about MTT, never heard about any of these, anything, because they just smoke their weed. I have a family member that, you know, he says, well, the risk to me is so small, I mean, the consequences of getting arrested with it, that I'm not worried about getting involved. That's a family member of mine, and it's important that we're all involved and make our voices heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brian, thank you again for doing what you do. Thank you for creating the group, and thank you for this wonderful set that I have. And please continue to do what you do because, man, you do a great thing for so many people.
Well, thank you very much, and so do you. You have a great day, Dan.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. That's Brian Soderson, you guys, definitely jump over there and roll another one and check out the site, the page, and join up. You know, become a member and check out all the information and stuff that we have rolling out there. You know, I just want to close with, you know, this. I just want to leave you with this. I want to say, you know, again, the importance of public awareness is very important. It's important to know your rights, know your, you know, representatives, and for please, 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 find somebody this week that, you know, you can write to. Getting a letter from somebody unexpectedly is absolutely amazing. Unexpectedly to get a letter during mail call lifts somebody's spirits. So please find a plant prisoner, Lance Glore, free Lance Glore, make up a sign, free Lance Glore, tag Tracy Glore Pike, Carrie Cannon, and bring it to their attention so they can get it out there. Drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom. Get that out there. Drop all charges against Zach Salazar. That's another one. Please get that out there. You know, listen, hashtag walk through the pain. That's another one with Seth Cunningham. I wanted to throw it out there. One more time, if you guys are in the Ohio area, please, please visit the Holistic Cloud down at 3048 Belmont Street, Bel Air, Ohio, for all of your holistic needs. And if you are not in Ohio and you're online, you can definitely check them out at theholisticcloud.com. Again, for all of your holistic needs, check out theholisticcloud.com. I want to thank my guest tonight, Ed DeSosa, for joining us. With River Run Gardens out of Massachusetts. I'm going to try to go out there and check out their facility and get a live interview with them. And I think that would be amazing, you know, check out their shop. And want to thank Brian Soderson for joining us. What an amazing gift set that I got. Really great set. Next week, I'm going to have Matt Gordon on. Going to be talking with him about life-changing events over cannabis. As you guys know, Matt went through an event here several months ago in his home where somebody came into his home and attacked him. We're going to be talking with him next week. He's going to be joining us and talking with him about cannabis and going through that. And how he's journeying forward and going, you know, the journey going through that and how he's healing and find out a little more about that. Again, you guys, if you're going through something or a family member is going through something, please, please definitely jumping over to the Human Solution International, and that is at THSINTL.org. And check us out. Till next week, you guys. I want to thank you for joining us, and you guys have a wonderful and beautiful weekend.